after you cut alfalfa once, what did you call, and it would grow back up, what would you call that?
Second cutting, third cutting. We never grew very much. We have had a few. And this field, I don't know how long we've had in hay. But we had one over the rice place. They're just small field. Well, this field's 18 acres. But that one over there was about 12. And we cut it 5 times.
Hmm. 5 times a season. Was that a record, or was that, did you do
that is, I believe, the first alfalfa I ever grew.
Hmm.
And commenced cutting it in May. And then about every 3 or 4 weeks, why?
Come back that fast.
It grew pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you a lot of questions about horses and horses and buggies and that kind of thing. And I think it'd be better if you would just tell me as much as you can recall about when you were a boy, how you used to ride a horse, the different parts that you'd, kind of equipment that you had. You said you had your own harness, right?
And the pulled buggy had harness with a breast collar instead of a collar.
I see.
Some people had hames on the buggy harness. But after we got large enough, why, we used a breast collar.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy gave us all a horse, even the girls, and when they marry. And two of them never did marry.
Oh, I see.
And they never did get no horse, I don't reckon.
You have your own.
My father died, but good deal long before my mother did.
Mm-hmm. What would you just describe how you'd go to the barn and get the horses ready, say to go to church or go to town?
Out of the field.
Out of the field, right.
To her. Well, we had a system that we fed the horses 3 times a day, and we'd shuck corn. That'd be somebody's job to shuck up the, after we all got up, why we usually had 10 or 15 horses, and we'd feed them. Some people wouldn't chuck it, and they'd just throw it in the trough, but we'd always shuck it. And in the wintertime, we kept them in stalls, and a lot of times, we'd just feed them in the stall, and some of us kids would go to the barn after supper and turn them out. And then we had some long troughs, 10 or 12 feet long. We had 2 or 3 lots around the barn, and we could just feed them in those long troughs.